The majority of elementary schools in the United States have a lunch period followed by recess. But according to research from a variety of sources, such as a 2013 report from the National Education Association and several follow-ups, including one from Utah's Brigham Young University, this is all wrong.
When they go to recess first, food waste goes down, calorie consumption goes up, more milk gets drunk, which your students who are coming from backgrounds of poverty, that's a big deal for them.
That's Frank Schofield, the superintendent for Logan City School District.
There are a lot of managerial benefits and health benefits to students from making that switch.
He says the district hasn't performed any testing to see if schools could make the switch, but Keisha Stallings, a mother of three elementary and preschool-aged children in the area, says she would love her children's school to adopt the changes.
Well, they'd be healthier for one, because they'd be eating more fruits and vegetables, and the nutrients would be going into their bodies instead of half the food being wasted.
Schofield was the principal of an elementary school in Sandy when these reports initially came out. At the time, several local schools were testing the change, and some made the switch permanent.
One of the biggest challenges is just the physical layout of the cafeterias. Some schools are not physically set up to do it very well. That was the problem we ran into at the school where I was a principal in Sandy.
In Logan School District, 60% of the students enrolled in public school come from a poverty background, according to Schofield, who says for those students, food waste is not really an issue as school lunch can be their only full meal of the day. This is Kat Webb reporting for Utah Public Radio.